This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. The Olympic Games, held every 4 years, very exciting, a lot of attraction around the world. We see it on our TV screens, social media, and some of the finest sports people in the world. But you know, going back in history, competing in the Olympic Games was a really tough thing. For example, I'm going back to 1896. The Games were held in Athens, the first international Olympic Games held in modern history. And the swimming events were held in the Bay of Zia. Now, it was not the best location. Believe it or not, the swimmers were taken out to sea in rowboats and then tipped into the icy water, which had a 4-metre swell, and many of these poor swimmers had to be rescued. They attempted to swim 1 mile back to shore. Well, one of these young men was a German competitor named Alfred Hajos. He was 18. He had a half-inch thick layer of grease all over his body, but that wasn't much protection in the freezing waters with the heavy waves. Anyway, he won the race, and he later said, "My will to live completely overcame my desire to win." Seemed to be a struggle of life or death that day. It's hard to imagine now, but I'm talking of 1896. An amazing story of survival against the odds. And I guess you admire that kind of commitment. The reality is that not everybody gets through the struggles of life. And I'm not talking about the Olympic Games, but ordinary life, with ordinary people like you and me. Life is hard, no matter who we are or where we live. Trouble is just a phone call away. A doctor might say, "Look, I'm really sorry, you've got cancer." Or the voice may inform you that your daughter has just been arrested for drugs, or you've been fired without any warning. Someone that you've trusted for years lets you down, or your husband or wife decides that they don't want to be married to you anymore. So these things go on. The old saying is true: into each life, some rain must fall. Sounds a bit corny, but it's true. Sometimes the rain is more like a hurricane. It was Charlie Brown in the Peanuts cartoon character. He builds a beautiful sand castle. He's working on it for hours, and he stands back, looks at this sand castle, just great. And as he's admiring it, a storm comes and blows over his sand castle. Now he's standing where that masterpiece was on the level sand. He says to himself, "I know there's a lesson in this, but I'm not sure what it is." Yes, well, one thing that everyone's got in common is that we've had some storms come out and wipe our sandcastles away. I'm sure you've faced trials and you might have wrestled through some of the struggles of life, and some of our struggles are extremely difficult. Others are less traumatic, but they're real. And the Bible refers to these struggles as trials. It's then that God gives us special kind of wisdom. It was Chuck Swindoll, once called wisdom, the God-given ability to see life with rare objectivity and then to handle life with rare stability. When we operate in the sphere of the wisdom of God, he said, we look at life through the lens of perception and then we respond in a calm confidence. There's this absence of fear. We can either lose our jobs or we can be promoted, and neither will derail us because we see it with God-given objectivity and we handle it in his wisdom. A woman complained to her father how difficult life had become. "What can I do?" she said. "Well," he said, "I'll tell you, but first I need to show you something." He took her into the kitchen and set 3 pots of water that were boiling. He put carrots in the first, eggs in the second, and tea bags in the third. And after the water had boiled, he asked his daughter to examine the contents of each pot. And then he had her cut the carrots and peel the egg and taste the tea. And then he said, "Each of these things teaches something about facing adversity. The carrot went into the boiling water hard but came out soft and weak. The egg went in fragile, came out hardened. And the tea turned the water into something better." So he said, trying to help his daughter, "When you find yourself in hot water, what will you do? Will it make you weak? Will it make you hard? Or will you turn adversity into triumph?" No wonder it was James in the New Testament who said, "Consider it a gift when tests and challenges come to you from all sides, because you know that under pressure, your faith is forced into the open and show its true colours." Lord, we acknowledge there are struggles. We cope. Lord, help us to cope better in your strength. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.